Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. We're going to preview the Canby Mineota cross country team with head coach Allison Pesek. And Allison joins me by phone here. And Allison, you excited for another season of cross country?
Absolutely.
That's for you. How many years has this been for you for being a coach, assistant, and head?
Yep. So this is my 12th year with Canby Mineota, and this is my 6th year as the head coach.
Okay. Wow, 6 years already. That goes fast, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
who's helping you coach this year?
My assistants are Jennifer Ufkin and Sarah Wallum. They've been my assistants the last 6 years, too. So.
Okay. All right. Of course, you started practice this past week, and how's things going so far?
Very good. We have a good number of kids. We have 60 kids out this season, so it's been really good.
Wow, over 60 kids. Wow, that's pretty impressive. That's a lot. 7 through 12.
Yep.
So, let's talk about your team. Maybe a recap a little bit from last year and going into this year, Allison. I'll just turn it over to you.
All right. Well, last year we had a really fun season. We were Camden Conference champions for the boys and the girls. And then we went on to the section meet, and our boys were fourth, and our girls were second, taking us to the state meet the following week. We also had Zach Orada qualify as an individual last year for the boys. And then down at the state, the girls were sixth, and Zach made it into the top 25 for all states. And so in the postseason stuff, we had some really good turnouts and things. And kind of the best part of it all is, in all of that, we only had two senior boys. So we only lost two kids from last year to this year.
Okay. All right. How about the girls?
Yeah, and the girls are the same. So they were the conference champs. They got runner-up in the section and went to state, and all seven of those runners are back this season.
Oh, wow. You gotta be wearing a smile on your face on that.
Yes, I am.
All right. Do you want to talk about the girls' team this year? Name some of the girls, or
sure.
We'll start out with the girls' team, and we'll talk about the boys' team.
Yep, so some of our returning varsity runners for the girls are our senior, Braylon Merritt. She's kind of the leader of the team. She's been taking us, she's just a go-getter, and she really motivates everyone else to kind of have the same mindset. And then I have five juniors that are returning letter winners or returning varsity runners, and that's Hannah Fadness, Claire Stokes, Natalie Stokes, Lily Wallum, and Noemi Diaz. I have two sophomores, that's Isabel Huzabuz and Hannah Velomic. And I have three eighth grade girls that are returning letter winners and varsity runners, and that is Charlotte Brunsvig, Jordan Jostock, and Maya Peschik.
Okay, yeah, that's a good group there, Allison.
Yep.
And they all get along real well, I understand, huh?
They do. They have a lot of fun together. On the course and off the course.
That's right. I know when I ran into Maya at the Yellow Medicine County Fair, they were doing some bonding things that weekend or something like that.
Yep.
Good. All right, talk about, just getting back to Braylon Merritt, I believe she went to state last year, right?
Yep, okay. She did, and she also finished as an all-state runner in the top 25. So,
oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so you got an all-state runner back, and your whole crew back. So, talk about the girls as far as the conference and the section. What do you see happening there?
Well, we're sure hoping to win them both. I mean, of course, that's the hope, right?
Yep.
I think we're going to be competitive. We're going to be tough. And the fun part about, I told you we have 60 kids out this year. Well, when you take a team to state, suddenly some other girls think they want to be in cross country too. So I think we have girls that have not been in cross country that have joined us that want to compete to make our varsity team too. So we're going to be competitive. We've got some good depth.
Okay. How about some other teams you see being competitive in the conference and the section?
Well, of course, in the conference, one of the teams we always look at is Lochaber Old Dawson Boyd. They're always tough. Coach Sherb does a nice job of putting together a great team to compete with us at the conference meet. And then in the section, of course, Laverne is always deep. They always have a very good team. I think MCC, they graduated their twins, but they have a young team that ran with those twins, so I don't think we can count them out. And then Redwood Valley, they were in the top four last year too, and they have a very young team, and they showed really good things on the track this last spring, so I think they're going to have a pretty good girls team too.
Oh, wow. So, that sounds like a really tough section, doesn't it?
Always.
Always. The section meet, it's in Madison this year, I think, right?
It is up okay. in Madison, yep.
Okay,
yep.
Good. All right, any more on the girls you'd like to talk about? Or we cover
nope.
everything there?
I think we covered everything. We're just super excited for the season. It should be good.
All right. Let's talk about the Canby Mineota boys this year. Why don't you rattle off some of your runners that you have?
Yep. So on the boys' side, we have quite a big group of seniors that are back this season. We have Colton Dice, Nicholas Foles, Zach Orada, Colton Ruther, Sam Skorczewski, all seniors. All have been part of our varsity team the last several years, some of them since they were eighth graders. And then our juniors are Brandon Danielson and Blake Geezy. Sophomores, we have Carson Becker and Hunter Danielson. And then we have a couple young boys, too. Talon Merritt was on the varsity team last year, and Brennan Geezy, an eighth grade boy, was one of our alternates for the varsity team last year.
Okay. So you got a good number back from last year, too, though, right?
We do. Yep.
And as you mentioned, Zach Arata was All-State last year as competing at the state tournament. So, yeah.
Yep.
How did you feel?
Yep.
How did the boys finish in the conference or the section last year?
They were fourth.
Fourth, okay. All right.
Yep, and one of our top runners in the section last year, which would be Colton Dice, he was a strong runner for us all season last year. He actually was sick the week of section, so the section race did not go for him. He's been a state qualifier three times now, so he's ready to come back.
Yeah, I do remember
here.
That. Yeah, he was not feeling well in this section there. That was
he was not. No.
Well, that is a really good core. That's a lot of seniors for your team this year. So looking for good things
yes,
there.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yep.
Preview the boys' conference and sections for us. How do you see it?
Well, again, the conference, Lac Parle, Dawson, Boyd, they're always tough. So. We know that we're going to be competing with them when it comes to the conference. In the section, there too, Laverne is deep. Redwood will have a good team. MCC boys were really young last year, and they ran the Lac Parle open invite last year. The MCC boys had a really good meet, but they were really young, so they'll be interesting to see how they come up too. And yeah, our section is always deep. There's lots of teams, and you just don't know what's going to end up coming forth as you hit the section meet.
Right. Now, they just take the top team in section to go to state, right?
Top two teams.
Top two teams, I'm sorry. Top two
yep.
teams,
yep.
In the top individuals, 10, is it, or 7, or something like that?
It's the top six individuals who are not part of those two teams.
Okay. All right. All right, yep. Allison, why don't you talk about your schedule when you open up your season?
We have our first meet at Lakeview on August 28th.
All right. That's coming up fast, isn't it?
That'll be here in less than 2 weeks already.
Yeah. Some other meets on their schedule that you're looking forward to?
We have one a week, and of course we are hosting our home meet. Our home meet actually is a different time this season than it has been. That's going to be on September 12th. And then the following week after that, we head to Madison for the Lac Parle meet, which, like you mentioned earlier, is the section course. So that'll be a fun meet to get on. We are going to head up to Wilmer on a Saturday, September 30th, and compete up there with some of the bigger schools, so that's always a fun meet to go to. And then, you know, we head down to Laverne to see the South schools, and
okay.
we go to YME. We have a really good schedule. We enjoy our schedule. It's got good competition, and it takes us north and south.
Right. Don't you usually go up to the big meet where hundreds of teams
are? They don't have it anymore.
Oh, really? What was that called again? I can't remember.
The Malacca Mega Meet.
Right, that's the one. They discontinued doing that, huh?
Yep, and the last one they did was 2021.
Oh, I did not realize that. Okay.
Yep, they discontinued that meet, so.
Okay. Wow, that was a huge meet.
That was a huge meet.
Yeah. So, all right, I'm excited. I know you're excited to get the season going and looking for some great things from the Cambie Minnesota Cross Country team this year, Allison.
Yep, we are. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, and thanks for the interview.
You bet.
All right. That's Allison Pesek, head coach of the Cambie Minnesota Cross Country team, previewing her teams.